You guys, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books was nominated for a Webby Award, which is this really prestigious award that I am dying to win. And there's a People's Voice component, and you can vote and get me from number two, second place, to first place. But you have to vote. Please go to vote.webbys.com. Vote.webbys.com, but it's kind of complicated, so it might be easier just to go to zibbyowens.com or my Instagram at zibbyowens, where it'll always be in my stories and it's in one of those little circle highlights. Please, please, please vote. Voting ends April 18th and I'm in second place, so please vote for best individual episode, talk show, interview show. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast that you're listening to right now. Thank you so much, called Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. It is a daily podcast, 365 days a year, and each day we talk to an author about all of the things related to their career, their book, their life, and more in 30 minutes or less, because who has time? I am now an author myself, although I wasn't when I started this podcast, and you can get my new memoir, Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, wherever books are sold starting July 1st, and my children's book, Princess Charming. You can learn more about me at zibbyowens.com, but really, you're here to learn more about the authors, and that is what we're going to do. Also, be sure to check out all the other podcasts in the Zcast Podcast Network. You can learn more at zcastnetwork.com and definitely check out those shows as well. Annette Dauphin-Simon is the author of Spine Poems, an eclectic collection of found verse for book lovers. Before Annette became an author and illustrator, she was an award-winning advertising creative director, which we spoke about. She first found spine poetry, or spine poetry found her, as a bookseller in an independent bookshop. Proud parent of two lovely grown humans, and one who lives yet in her heart, Annette's at home in Southport, North Carolina, and any place with a book. Welcome, Annette. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Spine Poems, an eclectic collection of found verse.
Thank you for having me.
I am obsessed with this book, this cover, this idea, the creativity. It's just the coolest thing. So for listeners who can't see what I'm holding, can you explain a little bit about your book and how you thought of this whole concept?
A spine poem is when you stack books on top of each other, one on top of each other, so that when you read the poems from top to bottom, read the titles, it tells a poem or a poem-ish. I'm not exactly sure that they can all be called poetry. But I got the idea originally. I was a bookseller in a lovely little independent bookstore in Florida.
Which bookstore?
It's called The Bookmark.
Okay.
In Neptune Beach, Florida. They're fabulous. Shout out to all them. They're great. Anyway, so it was a Sunday afternoon, and typically our Sundays are not the busiest times. And this was a rainy day, and I had another colleague and I were the only two there, and we had a rush. Like, we weren't expected, but it's fun. It's always fun. People come in, they talk about books, you help them. And when it finally ended, we turned around and there were just books everywhere. And we were punchy, you know, and we started laughing because we noticed like the picture books mixed with cookbooks and histories with mysteries, and their titles said things. And like, you know, as we read them top to bottom, we thought, well, this is just funny. So not to be outdone by coincidence, we made our own arrangements. And that's where it started. But I did come to find out later that, I mean, we thought we made a game, right? And we called it Found Verse because we found these titles together. But found poetry is a real thing. And it has roots that go back at least as far as Dadaism and Surrealism art movements. So it's fun. It's just been fun.
Well, it's one thing to joke around with a stack of books that you put together late at night. And it's quite another to turn it into this book, which is A, gorgeous, and B, really gorgeous. I don't even know what the B was. It's just really gorgeous. And it's not like, you know, it feels very official. I mean, it's beautiful and it's not too big. It's not like coffee table size, but it could be a coffee table book. And it's horizontally oriented with spines like going across. So what happened from that night to this book that I'm holding now?
Well, a whole lot of nothing in between, except I would make spine poems wherever I went. And I'd like in libraries or bookstores or just waiting in a restaurant. Sometimes they have in hotel lobbies. We were in Seattle visiting our daughter and they have, you know, books as decoration, as style. And I, of course, start to play. So that happened. But when the book began during the pandemic, when I was just kind of looking around at my bookshelves and my oldest son, who's now 33, which is amazing, is kept saying, you know, Mom, he has encouraged me for a long time to do this because I think you ought to do this. So I was like, maybe. And I have a wonderful agent, Brenda Bowen, and she's fabulous. And she said, you have fun with this. Why don't you try this? And so I did. And then we had the team at Harper Design was just amazing, from designers, everybody there. So I have to shout out to them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, just to pick a few of these wonderful poems, this one, and I love because some of these books I've had on my podcast, so I love like seeing Eric Thomas's book Here For It and everything. But
Right.
So you have one that says, pretending, here for it, to tell you the truth, sometimes I lie. I love that.
That's the opening to the fiction section, yes. I decided to organize it like a bookstore so you can dip in and out of sections as you like, you know.
Yes, and you start with bibliophile, you're a badass, I wrote this for you, which is perfect. Yeah, so your table of contents has fiction, poetry, nonfiction, parenting, philosophy. Here, let's flip to parenting since we're talking about our kids, per usual. Say what you will, children make terrible pets. This is so great. It's just so cool. You are here, home at last, our story begins. I'm not going to read this whole book, I promise, but it's so cool. While you were napping, the bear ate your sandwich. It wasn't me. Dragons love tacos. So cool. Okay. Anyway, how did they take all these books? Like, okay, the photography piece of it, how did that happen? Did they take these books from, like, where did the books come from? It looks photographic, but maybe it's not.
Photographed.
It is, right?
I took all the photos.
You took all the photos?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, I'll explain that in a second. But when I submitted the idea to see if anybody would actually want to publish this, I had probably 200 poems, various things. And of course we went through them and, you know, some are better than others. They're not all great. And that kind of led to the division of the book by sections, trying to get my arms wrapped around it. And so once I got the buy off on 100 poems, more or less, mm-hmm. that's so I was like, okay, so that's cutting a lot. And then, once they were all approved, then I would get the books wherever I could find them. The library, little free libraries, my own shelves. I borrowed books, you know, I bought more books. Like, my husband's like, what are you doing? But he actually was really great as far as photographing them, because I thought originally I was going to do it on my phone. And my editor at the time said, no, this has got to be like real legit. So I bought a camera and a tripod, and I'm realizing, because I had a career in advertising before, I thought there's a reason why photographers are young or have young assistants, because I was shaking.
Oh, no.
The tripod. And I felt like, can I focus? I'm not even sure I can see this. So my husband found the little like 2 second delay. So I used that on every single shot. I had this big table in my little studio area, and my husband pulled one of those like plastic shelving units from the garage. We put it upside down on the table, and then we made a backdrop of leftover. We had just done like a vapor lock, and we had an old house, a 100-year-old house. And so it's not even a basement. It's like ground between the ground and the first floor. We had leftover piece of that. So I turned it up. One side is black and the other side is light gray. So we duct taped that to the upside down plastic shelving.
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
Wow. Well, it looks incredibly professional and amazing. I'm so impressed. Tell me about advertising and what you were doing there, and then your other books that came out. Like, when did all of this happen chronologically and everything?
Chronologically, I went to school for graphic design, University of Cincinnati, fabulous school, and then got a job. I always liked playing with words and pictures. So I was working in advertising and design, which was a natural fit. And I worked at ad agencies, really stellar places, for a number of years. And then our family got an opportunity to move. And so I gave up agency life and we moved to Florida. And that's when I took the part-time job at the Bookmark. And I'd also been playing in the meantime with my own writing and illustrating picture books. So one thing led to another. And then like, this was just really something I found, you know, while we were playing at the bookstore. So that's it.
Wow. I worked in advertising for a little bit. Also, I worked at Ogilvy and Mather and Young and Rubyham. Where did you work? And what role did you have there? Like, what were you doing?
I was an art director and then became a creative director. Yeah.
Wow. That's so great.
Started at the time, they called it finished artists. Like we were the people. And I go way back. We cut type. We'd send it to the typesetter. And with an X-Acto, I mean, I could be a surgeon paper to rubber cement. I mean, it's literally archaic. You know, now, but it taught you to like to see spaces between letters and all that kind of stuff.
Were there campaigns that you worked on that you're like really proud of even now?
Well, like my first TV campaign was for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. And this was a really, really long time ago. And they were basically, we had not a lot of money. So we found stock footage of their ships and we put that to music and we just had lines. I mean, they were supers over the thing. And that was really fun. That was when I was like, oh, I can do this. And then it's adding the music, which is another fun element to the words and pictures. So.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLaughlin. Jay McLaughlin is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLaughlin and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLaughlin stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLaughlin's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLaughlin's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLaughlin. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLaughlin is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20. Capital Z-I-B-B-Y 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital Z Zibby 20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white open long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLaughlin. Thanks so much.
Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast, and those plans are the opposite of quiet. The cat may be disruptive, but it turns out he's also a great help to get Fish out of all kinds of predicaments. Bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes, the Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. So sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Amazing. And then the children's books. Tell me more about those.
So this is kind of interesting because I listened to your guest last week who did the picture book about the garden.
Oh, Sheila Hetty. Yep.
We had a daughter who's 3.5 years old when she died. She was born with a severe rare disorder. And, you know, so this was when I was working at the ad agency in Raleigh, North Carolina. So my our then 5-year-old son, she died 2 days before he turned 5. So the family was all coming down. We had my parents picked up a ninja, you know, birthday cake. So we did that. So then for the over the next year, he would say things to me and I'd write them down, but to call it a diary gives it way too much discipline. Like I would just write things down over the course of a year. And usually he wanted to talk at bedtime, you know, while we were reading a book and stuff. So when we moved to Austin, in the meantime, I'd started this book with him. And I said, are you sure you want to do this? Because the people at the hospice were saying, you need to get this out because there wasn't really anything for kids. You know, The Fall of Freddy the Leaf. Sorry, I apologize to anybody who loves that. It's great. But when your 5-year-old son puts his hand over the book and goes, what does a tree have to do with my sister? And I love Judith Viorst, but the 10th good thing about Barney is that she's helping flowers grow. It didn't help us. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's very loose and it's really his thoughts and questions. And it was over the course of a year. So literally from the day he turned 5 till he was 6, put it away for a couple of years, brought it back out. And I said, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, absolutely. We need to do this, Mom. This is the same one who encouraged me with spine poems. So we did, and it's Jack's words. Every word is his. It's a very long title, and it's since out of print, but you can probably find one for 50 cents online. But it's called This Book is for All Kids, But Especially My Sister Libby. Libby died. So that was the first book that I illustrated, and I had no idea because I wanted to play with children's books my whole life. Had no clue that that would be the first one, but it really, it's still used in hospices and groups across country. So that's pretty cool. So after that, but it was fun. And I just did very simple colors. And I'll tell you, so this is how old I am. I drew in this program called Cork Express, mm-hmm. which
I remember
doesn't
that.
Even exist anymore. I still write in it too, but it, you know, it's the predecessor to InDesign or whatever. So I'm using very simple shapes by design. Literally, because that I'm coloring in photo boxes and text boxes. And there was one page and it's where Jack says, he's talking about, you know, on earth, your body is like your master. And when you die, you're set free. And he said, this has to be a genie lamp. And I thought, how in the heck do I draw a genie lamp like this? But I did, and just overlap circles and shapes and stuff. So that was the first one. And he was, you know, even despite a career in advertising, he was one tough little client. Probably the toughest, actually. And after that, I had one called Mockingbirdies published, and then two by Candlewick, Robot Zombie Frankenstein and Robot Burped Smarty Pants. And we'll see. I'm still playing with picture books, so we'll see what comes next.
I am so sorry about your daughter. And
oh, thank you.
That is a beautiful story and way to take the heartbreak and help him through that too.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Like it's just hard.
No, don't. Why are you sorry? No, I feel terrible.
I don't know. Just, like, anyway, this is
life. It's okay. I mean, this is everybody life. Gets dealt their hand for whatever reason. And it's just terrible to hear, knowing how much pain it must be involved still and always has been and all of that. So I'm just, my heart goes out to you.
Oh, thank you. No, it's, I rarely start a conversation or just meeting somebody and say, hey, you know, so I just spilled it to you. But, you know, we all have, our kids are amazing and they're all different. As you know, like that, they just come through us. And I swear they're born with the personalities that they have.
Yes.
And, you know, our youngest is the most stubborn in the world, but it has served her well.
So how old?
My daughter June is 28.
Okay. No, I am completely convinced that parenting has like little to do. It's almost like just do no harm type of thing. Like they're born who they are. And it's just, I just have to keep them, you know, on the straight and narrow and, you know, teach them right from wrong. And everything else is sort of overblown sense of influencer, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm simplifying it, but I totally agree with you is all I'm saying.
I read something when I was, you know, going through the throes with our daughter Libby, and it just said, we are all here to tend to the lilies in the field. We do the best we can.
Yes.
It's like, that's perfect.
Oh.
And it's book, bibliotherapy. I'm telling you, I'm a firm believer.
Yes. Did it help or how did it feel actually being a bookseller? I'm opening a bookstore like next month. And
I know. Congratulations. I love it. I love it. I mean, there's never enough time to do the fun part. People think you get to sit and read all day. No, you're doing everything but that. And you're reading at night or any spare moment just so you can do that. But it's so fun. You get to meet people. The community is wonderful. Anybody who goes into a bookstore is there because they want to be there.
Yep.
And it's fun. I mean, yeah, book people are just fabulous all the way around. Everybody, you know, from the representative publishers reps to like everybody, the customers.
What is your favorite genre or what types of books do you gravitate to? Like if you had all the time in the world, what would you be reading?
I love picture books, illustration, but I love literary fiction, I guess. I've always loved reading cookbooks, mm-hmm. you know, the stories behind them, not just the photos. That's fun. I like biographies. My husband's really more of a nonfiction guy, but he can get deep into the history of chess or mm-hmm. the history of rum or you name it. He's got it. So
what have you done with your camera since this project? I can't imagine you just like shoved it in a drawer.
Well, that's where it is right now, but okay. It's going to come out again. I'm playing with a version for kids.
Oh, awesome. That's really great.
So I think it'd be fun using all just titles that are only kid appropriate, you know.
That's really cool.
I think from board books up to, you know, I'm trying to do it just between the ages of really like 8 to 10 or 12, you know, then it starts like middle school starts to get, there's just a big development gap there. So.
Yeah. Well, it's so creative and so cool. Do you have plans for related merch and things like that, like mugs and totes? And
I did that for Christmas. I made
you did?
Some mugs. I did. And coasters made. And also for the booksellers, when the book was launched, I gave them, you know, little magnets and stuff. So we'll see. I mean, they seem to really like it, but nothing definite yet.
That would be really cool to do coasters related to drinking or parties. You know, I would buy those. That would be so cute. I mean, you could do different colors, different colorways, different great poems.
They're fun. It's just, you know.
Oh my gosh.
It's fun. Books are amazing to me. Like everything about them. The covers, I like to, picture books, I like to take off the jackets and see what's underneath, you know.
Yep.
End pages. It's just all.
I completely agree.
Fun.
There's so much there. Oh my gosh. And just to finish, one last word, mic drop, and then your book ends. It's so perfect.
Thank you.
Anyway, thank you for talking to me today. I love this book. I'm so impressed. I love hearing the backstory. Found verse for book lovers. So great. So thank you. And thank you for sharing your...
Oh gosh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Your loss and all of that. I'm really, you know, I'm just so sorry.
It's been a treat to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. All right, well, have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.